This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. soldier Travis King is on his way home after being expelled by North Korea. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Sweden was the chief interlocutor with North Korea on the transfer, while China helped facilitate the transfer, according to three senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity to discuss the transfer. One official underscored that the U.S. was grateful for China's assistance, but that Beijing did not play a further mediating role in the events. The advisers said that the U.S. had first learned through Swedish officials earlier this month that North Korea was looking to expel King, the U.S. not providing any concessions to the North in exchange for King. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The investigation continues into a fire at a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq where more than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others injured. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Survivors said hundreds of people were at the wedding celebration after an earlier church service. The fire began about an hour into the event when flares ignited a ceiling decoration as the bride and groom danced. The Interior Ministry said it had issued four arrest warrants for the owners of the wedding hall, state media reported. And President Abdul Latif Rashid has called for an investigation. State media added that preliminary information indicated that the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, which contributed to its rapid collapse.
There was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. And Malayan political groups expressed outrage on Wednesday at the junta's decision to postpone indefinitely the presidential election that was supposed to bring back civilian rule that was initially set for February.